Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show with your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
Folks, welcome to Real Estate Realities. Thanks for joining me. Beautiful Sunday here in Colorado Springs. If you're out cruising around in your car, buckle up your seatbelts. Be safe, because I got to keep you alive so I can bring you into home ownership. That's right. Click it or don't buy a house. That's what I'm saying. We got our show title today is Rates on the Rise. That's right. Everyone's talking on the streets. Are rates going up? What are the feds going to do? Is Powell going to raise it 4 times next year? 2 times? Well, we're going to go into it all today. We're going to give you a good forecast of what's to come. So you got a little bit of knowledge, right? And we're going to talk a little bit about investment properties. The unique thing about the Hermes team, we bring you right through that process for free. We help you find a tenant for free. We do the background checks. We'll show the house for you. We'll get you the lease, the security deposit, check the tenants in. As long as you purchase that investment property with us, that's all we ask, and we'll do the rest. Bring you right in to the investment property process. Call me on my cell, 719-232-1063, if you got questions about that. A lot of people are afraid. They don't want to get out of their comfort zone, and they just go through the routine day after day after day, and then they wake up one day, and they're 60 years old, and they're scrounging through the retirement fund because they didn't invest in real estate. It takes work. It's not a quick, easy, get-rich plan. It takes some work. But if you do it and you do it the right way, and I can show you, you could have a real blessing 15 years from now when you're free and clear on your first, second, or third investment property. So the good Colorado Springs, employers to boost hiring in 2019, net employment outlook is up. That means they're looking at adding 20% jobs and cutting only 4% of the jobs. So that's a 16% uptake for 2019. This is a great place to come and get a job. I tell you what, a lot of employment opportunities here. Unemployment rate fell at the end of the year of 18 to 3.9%. And of course, I got to give you the bad too. The average wages remain low in comparison to other areas in Colorado Springs. Single family permits grew 13% in 17, 10% in 18, and now they're just projected for 4.9%. So we'll talk about the interest rates and the correction we'll see in the housing market this year. Not a crisis, but a correction. If you have questions about what 2019 has to bring for you, that's right, you. You in the driver's seat holding onto the wheel right now, I'm going to give you direction. Call me on my cell, 719-232-1063. You're going to hear from some of my lovely sponsors, and then stick around for the second segment where we dive in deep to why interest rates are on the rise and what's to come. You're listening to Real Estate Realities. Be right back.
We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341.
All right, folks, thanks for sticking with me. Welcome back. If you're sitting in your car right now or you're at your house and you're about to turn the dial down and turn on a movie, don't do it, because right now, this segment is going to take you to another level in your life, and you're going to thank me for it. My cell phone number, 719-232-1063. We're talking about interest rates on the rise. Let's first talk about what is the lowest and highest interest rates ever, right? That's a fun topic, because we're going to put you in perspective today of the broad picture. Highest interest rates, and we're talking modern era here, 18.63 in 1981, 18% interest rate. Holy smokes. And we got all the millennials complaining that they're up around 5 now. Little do they know that 18% in 1981, the lowest, 3.25% in 2012. That's right. Low interest rates at that point. And it did kickstart the economy. So the Feds dropped those interest rates down because we needed to get the economy back on track. Now that we're firing on all cylinders, they got to start raising the rates. They can't keep them where they are. So let's talk about how are rates determined. Number one, the Federal Reserve. You've heard of that with Powell. You hear his name on the news. That's the Fed fund rate. What is that? The short term and variable interest rates. Number two, how are rates determined is what we're talking about here. Investors' demand for U.S. Treasury notes and bonds. I'm going to say that again. Investor demand for U.S. Treasury notes and bonds. That controls the long-term interest rates. And number three, the banking industry. That's loans, mortgages that change upon business need. Okay, so those are things to think about when we're looking at what affects interest rates. If you have questions about that, call me on my cell, 719-232-1063. Why is this so important, the interest rates? I'll tell you what, a quarter of a decrease sends the economy up through the roof, boosts the economy, boosts the stock market, it increases borrowing. Everyone's feeling optimistic. But a quarter of a point increase sends the market down. It slows the growth. So it's kind of a seesaw. They got to keep it balanced. They got to keep the economy in check. They got to control inflation. Okay? And just think, the interest rates right now and how they've risen will take 12 to 18 months for this to fully percolate through the economy. Yes, you may have some stuff on the surface that you're feeling, but for it to totally percolate through the whole economy, this takes 12 to 18 months. All right? So because they're rising now, doesn't mean, okay, the rates have gone up, the economy reacted, we're all set, we're checked and balanced out. No, no, no. That is wrong. When we look at 2008, the 2008 housing crash, the stock market crash, the bottom fell out, right? And people say, well, what were some of the indications? Well, one of the big ones was the inverted yield curve. And if you don't know what that means, I'm going to tell you right now. That means Treasury note long-term rates are lower than short-term rates. I'm going to say it again. Treasury note long-term rates are lower than short-term rates. Also in 2008, we had a ton of variable loans. And a lot of those came from the subprime market. Staggering statistic here. Subprime loans, if you look at the subprime loans during that time period, 90% of them were on adjustable rates. That's what we have to stay away from to make sure that we don't go down that road again. And also, we got to make sure that we hold the lenders responsible, that the lending requirements, the credit scores, the income requirements, we have checks and balances there because we got too lenient. And yes, greed took over. And we were giving anybody a loan. Anybody who could breathe was getting a loan. And then when the adjustable rates, they started adjusting with the market, they couldn't make the payments anymore. So the adjustable rate mortgages, are they coming back? Yes, they are. Are they up to that point yet? No, not even close. In 2017, the adjustable rate mortgages only accounted for 5% of the market. It now has doubled. So I will tell you that. It's around 10%. Still on the low side, but we need to watch that number because if that number doubled again next year, boy, we might have a problem with the financial institutions and we might go down that same path we did in 08. So that's why you keep a close eye on these factors so we can determine the health of the economy, right? Just like when you take your blood pressure or anything else, you want to keep a close eye on the factors that affect your body. The same thing here when we look at all these different angles of the market and the economy to make an educated decision when you go and purchase, right? It's timing, it's location. Those are big factors. So we need to hold bankers responsible and make sure lending restrictions stay tight. And we need to limit the number of adjustable mortgages. Okay, when we look back on the history here of rates, just to put it in perspective for everyone out there who's complaining about a 5% interest rate, take a hike, get out of my face, because you're spoiled. Okay? The average rate for the last 47 years is 8%. We are between 4.5 and 5%. Nearly half of the average interest rate over the last 47 years. And people are getting spoiled. They've been spoiled for too long. It's like getting into a hot tub every night at 95 degrees and you're totally used to it. It's totally fine. But slowly, that temperature picks up and your body goes into shock. Well, you know what? It's the new normal. Okay? So you got to get used to it. You got to realize that rates are going to keep increasing. Okay? Unless we have a huge catastrophe in the U.S., a huge terrorist attack, something like that. God forbid something like that happen. But that's the only thing that could create interest rates to dive back down low. Okay, so we look at 1972, 7.25% interest rates. 1979, 12.9%. Then we go into 1981. Yep, all-time high interest rates here, 18.63%. Holy smokes, how could you borrow anything? How could you buy a house? That's awful. Then we go to 1987. Whew, at least they got cut in half, right? Down around 9%. 1990, picked back up a little bit, hovered around 10%. And into 98, boy, those were good rates, right? When you talk to people who were living through that time, they said, holy smokes, cha-ching, cha-ching. They're cashing in. They're refinancing. They're getting a new rate at 6.5%. Everyone thought that was the bee's knees. And then 2000, we get into 8% interest rates, right? So they pop back up a little bit. And 2009 rolled along, 4.7%. And then we talked about it earlier, 2012, 3.25. 3.25. Okay? But right now you're looking at 4.5% to 5 because it varies so much on a 30-year, and then 3.9% on a 15-year. Wake up, guys. You got to lock in a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage right now. Do not get into an adjustable, and make sure that you can lock in a low-risk mortgage with these fantastic interest rates, okay? Some people ask me, should I do a 30? Should I do a 15? That's always the big question. Well, I'll tell you what. If you have a lot of job security and you feel great about your income level and the money you have in reserves, and you say, I can make this payment hands down, rental market goes down a little bit, and we're not getting as much rent, okay, I can still make the payment. I'm not worried, Justin. Me and my wife got great jobs, double income. Then I'm saying, good for you, hats off to you, go to the 15-year mortgage. But if you're a commission-based business like myself, or if you're selling insurance, or you say, you know what, my job security, I don't know about my industry, Justin. You may be sitting in your car right now going, yeah, I think all this electronics is kind of weeding me out of my industry. I'm not too sure. Well, if we're having conversations like that, then let's do a 30-year so we don't get foreclosed on having a 15-year in such a high payment that we have no cushion room. Myself, I have all 30-year. And when times are good and I have the money, I pay extra, and I'm paying it right now as a 15-year. But when times slow down, which they're always bound to slow down, the market ebb and flows, right? It's not going to be constantly up, 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 up. It can't. We need corrections. So I've put myself on a safe mortgage, so when that does happen, I don't have the extra money. I can still make the payment. I can drop the rents. I can cover the mortgage payment and keep my house. Okay? So there's the difference between should you get a 15-year or should you get a 30-year. A lot of it's job security, the funds you've built up, and really a little bit of risk involved in that as well. Okay, so we're about to the end of the second segment here. Matt's sending me the red flag saying wrap it up here before we get into the third segment. But the third segment's very important, and you got to stay tuned because we're going to talk more about rates and when they do rise, what that does to the real estate market. And then we're also going to talk about big-time hitters like J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs. What are they saying? Those guys are smart. What are they saying rates are going to do this next year? What are the Fed saying rates are going to do? Because we got to make a forecast. And by the end of this show, I'm telling you what's going to happen. I don't care if you think I'm smart or dumb. You're going to have to hear it. My cell phone number, 719-232-1063. My email, justin.hermes@wesellmore.net. And Yes, we do have a website. TheHermesTeam.net. Stick around as we'll be right back with Real Estate Realities.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now, here's Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645. Welcome to my
guys, hey, welcome back. Hopefully you were able to hit the McDonald's drive-thru, get a double cheeseburger or a McFlurry, something to make you happy, put a smile on your face. Jeez, oh, Pete, we talk these numbers, and sometimes it drags you down, and it puts a frown on your face, and I don't want that. So if you need a couple jokes, if you need me to enlighten you about what we're talking about, call me right now, 719-232-1063. I'd be happy to talk to you. And if you were with me on the segment before, I said we're going to talk a little bit about the movers, the shakers. The feds, what are we talking for forecast? We talked the history. I gave you a brief overview of what it's done in the past, which is good. We have to look at history to learn what is coming in the future. But also, yes, we got to do some more research on different angles and different things going on in the economy to kind of get a good forecast of what 2019 brings. And for those of you who say, Justin, there's going to be a housing correction, I agree with you. I do agree with you. And I'm already starting to see it. Okay, it's a healthy correction. It needs to happen. We can't keep having 11 and 12% appreciation here in Colorado Springs. Then we run into affordability housing problems. This next year, we're going to have 6%, 7% appreciation. That's healthy. That's where we need to be at. But nationwide is what I'm worried about. Some of the worst performing markets, Chicago, Washington, D.C., and those are areas where I'd be concerned because they already have the growth. They've been growing for a while. They've shown their potential. Colorado Springs is not. Colorado Springs has not shown their true potential yet. Now, finally, the baby's born. Right? We never even had a baby before. Finally, the baby's born and we're starting to see, holy smokes, look at the possibilities of this town. And now, we're about to put the baby into preschool, elementary school, and we're going to see this thing grow. So when this correction comes nationwide, it's going to be a blimp on the radar for Colorado Springs, and we're just going to see these next 30 years just be unbelievable. Unbelievable growth for the Springs, and it's going to be a fantastic time to get into real estate and invest, okay? So the Mortgage Bankers Association says rates will hold at 5.1% for the year. Wow. Well, that sounds pretty darn good. Well, that's not the only opinion I'm giving you. And I'll get down to some of the opinions I'd put more weight on towards the end. But Realtor.com says rates will be at 5.5% by the end of 2019. Right? So a lot of different opinions here. It'll be an interesting year, I will tell you that much. Mortgage origination volume will stay flat compared to last year. Okay, so it's going to stay flat, pretty much the same as last year, $1.63 trillion. In mortgage origination. We expect the same for this next year, for that to stay constant. Freddie Mac, on the other hand, says home prices nationwide will be up 4.3% in 2019 and up 2.9% in 2020. Now, that's somebody I'd pay attention to. Freddie Mac knows their stuff. At least Freddie does. I don't know about Mac, but I would listen to Freddie for sure. And I'm just kidding. That's a joke. Freddie Mac's the entirely same thing. So if you didn't get that, start laughing. But that's definitely a statistic that I would put a lot of weight on right there, okay? January 18th of last year, 4.15% interest rate. Now we're at 4.5%. Now you say, well, that's not a big increase. How does that affect me? Well, let me tell you how it affects your rate now. Last year, you could buy a $393,000 house with that 4.15 interest rate. Now, this year, with the 4.5 interest rate, you can only buy a $372,000 house. Holy smokes, that's a lot of money, right? That's $21,000 we're talking about. That's impactful, and you know it. If you're a buyer out there shopping in this market, you know that's impactful. And if you're a buyer, you should be calling me because I'm going to find you the best deal. Justin Hermes, 719-232-1063. Okay? So what happens here? Rates go up. They go up too fast, maybe. People don't move into houses, right? Businesses don't borrow. People lose their borrowing power. The interest rates play such a huge effect into the real estate market. And I tell you right now, if your real estate agent isn't talking about interest rates and putting this on your radar, holy smokes. It's not just about, hey, this house is great. It's got granite and, you know, it's got a really nice five-piece master bath. Well, sure, but this is one of your largest investments. Let's talk about one of the greatest factors that affects your payment. Let's wake up a little bit here, huh? Okay, so what happens when these interest rates get high? This contributes to the inventory shortage. People aren't moving up into bigger homes and selling the homes in the lower price points. It locks the market up. We start to get into a gridlock. Great time to have rental property. Boy, oh boy, I'd be buying as many rental properties as I could, and that's what I'm doing. And I've been doing. I have 8 of them. I can show you how it's done. And I can show you how well it can work for you if you're willing to put a little effort in, take a leap of faith, and change your lifestyle a little bit. Not many people want to do that. There's probably 5% of people out there right now who want to make that tough change and become a better person and have some self-discipline. The other 95% can rent from that 5% and pay their retirement funds. And I know I'm being blunt, but that's the way it is. That's life. If you don't want to put the work in, then fine by me. That's all right, but I'm getting after it. I don't care about having a big house. I don't care about driving a Range Rover. I care about buying more real estate, but still at a conservative level. I'm not buying big apartment complexes. I'm buying a single-family home or a fourplex with a locked 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, right? So it's not like I got a ton of money and I can buy these huge commercial properties. And no, this is attainable. You sitting in your car right now, or you sitting in your living room, you can do this. Just no one's opened up your eyes to the process and walked you through getting a renter, and I can do that for you. Call me. I will change your life around. I will create another area of retirement for you that will create financial peace in your heart and maybe something that you can pass down to your kids and create a legacy. Or maybe it can create financial success for you and you can donate to that ministry. You can donate to that nonprofit that you're so passionate about. It can be a life changer. My cell phone number is 719-232-1063. We went down a little bit of a rabbit trail, and we talked about the market locking up. People aren't selling. So we're coming off historically low rates. This will become the new norm. I'm telling you right now, this will become the new norm. The rates will raise, and they will settle close to 7, 8%. And that's just going to be what you're getting on a house. Well, right now, you can get 4.5% or 5%. So in another couple of years, that may not be the story, but right now you better get in while the getting's good. I talked about JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs. What are their opinions? They believe 4 rate hikes will be made. And I'm not talking about the dude who works behind the JP Morgan Chase Bank down here downtown. I'm talking about the CEO of JP Morgan and the CEO of Goldman Sachs. I think they're pretty smart. We may want to take some of their advice and knowledge, right? 4 rate hikes. There is a small window right now where rates have dipped to the lowest point in the last 8 months. It won't last long. And the reason why they've dipped, government shutdown, stock markets going all over the place. It's so volatile. So right now is a great time to call in, talk to me, lock a rate on a great house, and get in on this beautiful town of Colorado Springs, okay? Because that's what I want you to take away from today's show. Colorado Springs is growing. Number one, Colorado Springs is growing. Whether you like it or not, it is growing, and it will double in size by 2050. Oh, that's a long way off. 30 years. 30 years goes fast, and you'll need that retirement income by 2050. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. And rates are rising. I just brought you through the whole process on why rates are rising, okay, and what they're going to do this next year. So what do you need to do? You need to make a smart purchase, buy middle of the road for your neighborhood, protect yourself against the correction, and also lock in that great interest rate down at Churchill Mortgage. Thanks for joining me. If you want to change your life around, if you want to create a real difference in your retirement, give me a call right now, 719-232-1063. I would love to talk to you. This is what gets me excited about life, is getting people in investment properties and home ownership. Have a great Sunday, and remember, houses and money are fleeting. The most important thing is your family, relationships, peace of mind, and using the gifts God has given you. We'll talk to you next Sunday on Real Estate Realities.
Hey, welcome to my house. Come on, take control now.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.